Washington lawmakers have adjourned their 105-day session. The final gavel fell late Sunday night after majority Democrats passed the first state budget to go over $50 billion and the taxes to go with it. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, the adjournment came after an action-packed session.
Democrats were once again large and in charge of the legislature this year, after years of split control or narrow control. In the final days and hours of the session, they used those majorities to raise taxes, including on large banks. On the floor of the state Senate on Sunday, Ways and Means Chair Christine Rolfes defended that tax hike.
If we're not asking our biggest corporations to help pay their way, then who are we asking? You know what? We're asking the families of the state.
Republicans opposed the tax increase on large banks and complained the bill had suddenly appeared at the last minute. But it wasn't just Republicans who were critical of that and the other taxes raised to fund the new $52.4 billion two-year state budget.
I think it was way too many taxes.
A weary Democratic state senator, Mark Mullett, speaking in the Senate wings, took issue with his own party and the level of taxation.
It was an entire session of discussing what taxes we had the votes to pass, and every tax I could find they had the votes to pass, I feel like they passed.
But Senate Majority Leader Andy Billig defended the tax hikes, many of which were voted on during marathon overnight sessions.
Well, nobody likes taxes, but they are the price that we pay to invest in providing opportunity and prosperity for the people of Washington State.
Billig said the tax increases would help fund a budget that puts money into early learning, special education, higher education, housing, and the environment. Republicans, though, weren't buying it.
The taxpayers got mugged this year.
Mark Schessler is the Senate's Republican leader.
There was no need for new or higher taxes. And instead, it's going to be quite likely the largest direct tax increase in history. Certainly, we would have had a different view on taxes.
All told, the Democratic tax package is expected to raise more than $800 million over the next 2 years. It doesn't, however, include a much-talked-about new state capital gains tax. Despite the acrimony over taxes, there were areas of bipartisan agreement this year. The state's operating and capital construction budgets pour hundreds of millions of dollars into shoring up the state's mental health system, a priority of both Democrats and Republicans. In addition, several new laws were passed to address gaps in that system. State Senator Monka Dhingra is a Democrat who chairs a special subcommittee on behavioral health. Her message to families is the state will now focus on earlier intervention and providing more resources in moments of crisis.
Do we have more to do? Absolutely. We have to make sure we're doing more in terms of assisted outpatient treatment, partial hospitalization. So there is more work to be done, but we have made lots of strides this session.
Another chief area of focus this year, higher education. Democrats passed a business and occupation tax increase that will fund free college tuition for families making up to $50,000 a year. It will also increase capacity for high-demand degrees, including computer science and nursing. Democratic State Representative Drew Hansen chairs the House College and Workforce Development Committee.
We've just taken a gigantic step to help families afford college or an apprenticeship or any way you want to get trained to get a good job and get into the workforce.
But Republicans say it creates a bad precedent to fund higher education increases outside of the base budget. Senator John Braun is the ranking Republican on the Ways and Means Committee.
I think that's, frankly, a slap in the face to higher ed. We find ways to fund every other thing inside the biggest budget increase in history, and yet all the new things for higher ed, we got to separate out. We got to say, hey, nope, we can't do that unless we pass another tax.
The 2019 legislative session wasn't just about the budget and taxes. Majority Democrats passed bills dealing with nurse meal and rest breaks, limiting measles vaccine exemptions, creating a first-in-the-nation long-term care coverage program, and mandating carbon-free electricity by 2045, a top priority of Governor Jay Inslee. Among the bills that didn't pass, a repeal of the death penalty, new data privacy rules, and mandatory sex ed. The session was also notable for the large number of new lawmakers and their diversity. Democratic State Representative Deborah Enteman, who's African-American, says the number of women and members of color in the legislature this year changed the conversation. One example, she points to a bill that passed that changes the rules for when families are cut off from the state's cash assistance program.
We were seeing disproportionality, and we acknowledge that we saw disproportionality, and we are changing that policy.
A bit of legislative trivia, this was the first year in a decade that lawmakers adjourned on time after a 105-day budget writing session without going into overtime. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.